The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning, everyone, and welcome. And so we're here to meditate. And perhaps to use the word meditation is too broad. Perhaps another way of saying it is we're here to deeply appreciate our capacity to be aware, to deeply use that awareness to discover what the lived life is at this moment. Not the lived life we'll have tomorrow or we had yesterday, but the lived life of the moment. That is the place where it's almost like three dimensions. If the past and the future is two-dimensional, the present moment is three-dimensional, has depth to it in a different kind of way. So to assume a posture that can help you really be here to appreciate this moment, but not appreciate it only from the mind, from the control tower watching or thinking about it, but a posture of embodiment, a posture that you arrange your body in such a way that there's an intentionality to being embodied. For some people, that means to sit up a little straighter. Perhaps without puffing up the chest, there's a gentle art of opening the chest as we sit, maybe by gently pulling in the spine between the shoulder blades. And sometimes you can, no sound. And sometimes you can get a little bit more sense of engaged presence by pulling back your head slightly and tipping your head gently forward, opening up the space between the last vertebrae and the skull. And then gently closing the eyes, if it's comfortable for you. And this closing the eyes is a way of concentrating our attention in the body. Kind of dropping into your lived experience of your body. Feeling, sensing your body. So much of the lived experience of the moment is mediated through the body, including the things that we don't think of as the body. Our emotions, our thoughts, our attitudes. And taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. So that you can feel the fullness of this embodied life. The expansion of the chest, lifting of the shoulders. Swelling of the belly, perhaps, as you breathe in deeply. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And with a normal breath, on the exhale, relax your body. And relax into an awareness of embodiment, of being in a body, having a body. Relaxing the muscles of the face. On the exhale, relaxing the belly. And on the exhale, relaxing the shoulders. And then within the body, as part of your embodied experience, become aware of how the body experiences breathing. As if awareness lives in your body, not in your control tower, not in up in the thoughts. See if you can rest into the body's experience of itself. The body's experience of breathing. And ever so gently, as a whisper in the mind, say the word in as you breathe in, and out as you breathe out. And let that word not be so important for its own sake, but rather as a gentle pointing of staying with the embodied experience of inhale and the embodied experience of exhaling, so the mind doesn't wander off. When it does wander off, just gently begin again, returning to the embodied experience of breathing. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, to realize that the more centered we are in ourselves, the more we have to offer others. The more centered we are here, that can be the genesis of our kindness, our friendliness, our care, our love. And take a moment to center yourself the best you can here in this body. And turning your attention now outwards, out into the world, either generally towards everyone or towards the people that you'll encounter today. And imagine yourself maybe in the presence of some people where you're centered and balanced and relaxed, unthreatened, everything's okay. And there's lots of room for your love, your care, your goodwill, your well-wishing. And in that situation, with that situation in mind, extend your goodwill in the following way, maybe repeating after me. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may I have the kindness and goodwill from which such goodwill can flow. May I contribute to the welfare and happiness of this world.